Outback Heroines, written by Sue Williams and read by Miranda Nation. Jeanette Brown, Cherbourg, Queensland. There were no good old days in one part of the Australian bush. How could there have been? In this old Queensland country township, parents were routinely separated from their children and had to apply for permission to visit them. People were forced to queue for meagre rations of food, with flour often contaminated with weevils. 3/4 of hard-earned wages were kept by the government for safekeeping, but never returned. Mortality rates were 10 times greater than for the rest of the nation. But it was only when Jeanette Brown was in her 40s, when she started doing some research into her heritage, that she realised why her grandmother simply never spoke of the good old days of her childhood. Her eyes fill with tears when she thinks of the kind of lives her grandparents and her parents in turn were forced to endure. For they were banished to a settlement that was virtually a prison camp for men, women and children, whose only crime was to have black skin. Once, her ancestors roamed freely over Australia's outback, hunting and gathering food according to the seasons. But her grandparents spent most of their adult lives as prisoners in one of the most inhumane, impoverished institutions ever seen in Australia, and perhaps even the world, with her parents born and bred in the same appalling conditions. It was heartbreaking to discover what their lives were really like, says Jeanette today, absolutely heartbreaking. And it's awful to know that they never shared any of those stories with us as we were growing up. We only came across the truth in our research. It was completely devastating. Jeanette's grandparents were among the Indigenous people taken from all over Australia by the Queensland government from the early 1900s and herded into the little settlement of Barrambah, later renamed Cherbourg, 250 kilometres northwest of Brisbane in the South Burnett region. There, Aboriginal people from up to 55 different language groups, often with totally conflicting patriarchal and matriarchal authority structures and radically different cultural codes, were made to live together in barbaric, jail-like conditions, with most unable even to communicate with each other. Then, to confound the confusion and misery, state officials took away their children and put them in dormitories behind barbed wire, forbidding mothers and fathers to see them without permission. While some residents were put to work inside the settlement, others were allowed permits to leave for agreed periods to work elsewhere on cheap labour contracts drawn up on their behalf, with absolutely no say in what they involved. Even then, 80% of their wages were taken from them, allegedly to help pay for the costs of running the camps and for the money to be looked after for them. It has never, to this day, been recovered or refunded.